This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
I call a Joint Committee on Appropriations to order this morning. I'd like to thank all of you for being here and appreciate those of you listening on the internet. We're going to have a few guests this morning as we are going to be only addressing the Board of Regents specialty schools and some of the Board of Regents budgets today. That is what we have time for right now as things change with the Senate going in at 10 o'clock. So just to be completely palms up with everybody, we're only going through the Board of Regents budgets today, minus the central office. So if you don't want to be here for anything else, feel free to roll on out, just so you know, and you don't have to sit here for nothing. So with that, we will let's get rolling. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Smith. Nessebar.
Here.
Bartles.
Here.
Gross.
Here.
Howard. Excuse. Koth.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Post. Excused. White.
Here.
Sutton.
Here.
Partridge. Excused. Maher.
Here.
Colbeck.
Here.
Greenfield. Excused. Hanna.
Here.
Cronin.
Here.
Carr. Excused. Wick.
Here.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
We have a quorum. All right. So I would like to get the pages up here, if we could, please. Just step up to a microphone and tell us who you are, where you're from, where you're going, if you know it, and how many kids in your high school class back home.
I'm Tommy Niles. I'm a senior from Plankinton High School. I have 23 kids in my class, and in the fall I'm planning on going to University of Minnesota and majoring in psychology.
Wonderful. Thank you. We appreciate all you do.
Hi, I'm Addie Nelson. I'm a senior, and I am from Gregory, South Dakota. We have 20 kids in my class. And in the fall, I plan to go to St. Ambrose University in Davenport, Iowa, and into graphic design on a bowling scholarship.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you very much for all you do. We have a few guests that are going to be testifying remotely today, and we have some assistants here in the room to help with that. So I would just like to ask those of you who wish to speak or have a question to speak slowly and clearly so that everyone can hear you, and we make sure that everyone involved can participate in today's discussion. So, with that, Mr. Melhoff, let's talk about the Board of Regents and our specialty schools.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Jeff Melhoff with LRC Fiscal Division. The first budget unit I will be covering today is the South Dakota School for the Blind and Visually Impaired. So, on the motion sheet you have in front of you, there is a decrease of $9,973 in a utility cost adjustment. And every year in every one of these schools or universities, there's a increase or decrease in the utility costs depending on the projections that were done in the past. And then there's also a small reduction in the federal funds due to a change in the federal match rate. So those would be the changes for the South Dakota School for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
All right. Are there any questions on the budget for the South Dakota School for the Blind and Visually Impaired? Any questions of the committee regarding this budget sheet? Is there any public testimony regarding the South Dakota School for the Blind and the Visually Impaired? All right. We'll move ahead to the next item, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next budget you have in front of you, the next motion sheet, is the South Dakota School for the Deaf, and I'll walk through each of the different items listed here. So once again, you've got a utility cost adjustment. So as I explained before, each school or university will have an increase or decrease in utilities. And then on line 7, the Hands in Motion Summer Program, there's an increase of one FTE for that program. Then on line 8, there's the South Dakota School for the Deaf Evaluation Program, which is an increase of 0.5 FTE. So the overall change for the School for the Deaf budget is an increase of 1.5 FTEs and a small utility cost adjustment.
Any questions on the South Dakota School for the Deaf budget sheet? Are there any questions of the committee regarding the South Dakota School for the Deaf budget sheet? Seeing none, is there any public testimony regarding the South Dakota School for the Deaf budget unit? All right, we do have a few people in on Skype, and I would just like to recognize them at this time and thank them for their interest in our process, especially regarding the South Dakota School for the Deaf and our specialty schools within the Board of Regents. And I would like to recognize, and I hope I'm pronouncing these names right, Patty Kuglich, Ben Sukup, Scott Miller, Sonny Rasmussen, Kevin Barber, Teresa Nold, Ann Land, and Jeff Panic. I would like to thank you for being here and your interest in our process. And if you have any public comments, we would be very happy to take them right now. Seeing none, we appreciate that and thank you for being here. And we would entertain the motion for the specialty schools within the Board of Regents.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bartles.
I move to set the budget for the South Dakota School for the Deaf and the South Dakota School for the Blind and Visually Impaired motion sheets Z158A and G159A, which includes $5,957,473 in general funds, $38,313 in federal fund expenditure authority, and $1,162,071 in other fund expenditure authority, and 74.6 FTEs. Is it FTE number right?
Is there a second? We have a motion by Representative Bartles, seconded by Senator Nesiba, to set the budgets at the pre-mentioned numbers. Representative Bartles, any comments on your motion?
I think the School for the Blind and Visually Impaired and the School for the Deaf are integral parts of our education system, and we need to continue funding them. So I hope everyone will support this motion. Thank you.
Senator Nesiba.
I just noticed, comparing to the one on board papers, there's a slight difference between the FTEs, and I just want to make sure that we are moving the most current version of this. So this is the correct version and not the one on board papers?
I've just been told by staff that this, what you see on the screen, is the most current and is correct. Any additional questions or comments on the motion at hand for the School for the Deaf and the School for the Blind and Visually Impaired? Seeing and hearing no additional comments, we have a motion made by Representative Bartles, seconded by Senator Nessaba, a motion to set the budgets for the South Dakota School for the Deaf and the South Dakota School for the Blind and Visually Impaired, motion sheets Z1580A and G1590A, which includes $5,957,473 in general funds, $38,313 in federal fund expenditure authority, and $1,162,071 in other fund expenditure authority and 74.6 FTEs. All those in favor of that motion will say aye. Opposed will say no. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Smith. Nessaba.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Howard. Excuse. Koth.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Post.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge. Excuse. Maher.
Aye.
Colbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield. Excuse. Hunoff.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Carr. Excuse. Wick.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, 14 ayes.
And 4 excused.
4 excused.
With a unanimous vote of members present, budget sheets Z1580A and G1590A are hereby approved. Mr. Melhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next budget unit we'll be covering will be the University of South Dakota. And on this motion sheet you have in front of you, this would be the governor's recommended budget, which includes an increase of 2 FTEs for expanding outreach and research services, as well as a USD faculty salary enhancement. If there's no questions, I will go to the next budget unit. The next budget unit motion sheet you have in front of you is the University of South Dakota Law School, and the law school is requesting a increase of $100,000 in other fund authority for faculty salary increases. This is also part of the governor's recommended budget. The University of South Dakota School of Medicine budget is up next, and there are no changes from last year's budget. The next budget unit is the South Dakota State University, and there is a utility cost adjustment here, a decrease of $141,000 in general funds. The next budget unit is the SDSU Extension, and there are no changes from last year's budget. The next motion sheet is the Agricultural Experiment Station, and there are no changes from last year's budget. The next budget is the Northern State University, and there is a utility cost adjustment and an increase of 2 FTEs for e-learning, which is also part of the governor's recommended budget. The next budget is Black Hills State University. This also has a utility cost adjustment and an overall decrease of 8.5 FTEs. This is also part of the governor's recommended budget. The next motion sheet you have is Dakota State University, and there are several increases related to the College of Computing FTEs, new grants and contracts, additional support and services, and this is all related to the growth that Dakota State University has seen. And this is also part of the governor's recommended budget. And the next motion sheet is the research pool, and there are no changes from last year's budget.
Are there any questions on the motion sheets for the Board of Regents? Any questions of the committee regarding the Board of Regents motion sheets we just went through? Seeing no questions of the committee, is there any public testimony regarding the Board of Regents? Seeing and hearing no public testimony, Representative Bartles.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to set the budgets for the research pool, the University of South Dakota, the University of South Dakota Law School, the University of South Dakota School of Medicine, South Dakota State University, SDSU Extension, Agricultural Experiment Station, Northern State University, Black Hills State University, and Dakota State University's motion sheets G1516A, G1520A, G1522A, G1525A, G1530A, G1533A, G1536A, G1550A, G1560A, and G1570A, which includes $164,004,841 in general funds, $814 in general funds, excuse me, $73,875,982 in federal fund expenditure authority, and $414,326,873 in other fund expenditure authority, and 4,637.9 FTEs.
We have a motion by Representative Bartles, seconded by Senator Nessaba, to set the budgets for a good portion of the Board of Regents. Comments on that motion, Representative Bartles?
Excuse me for making the fumble on the dollar.
That's fine.
There's some big numbers, and I think it was really exciting to see the growth at Dakota State University and the increases in staff there that are being paid for by tuition and fees, and the growth in the student population there. And I would hope everyone will vote yes on this.
Any other comments on the motion at hand for the Board of Regents? Any other comments of the committee on the Board of Regents? Seeing none, we have a motion made by Representative Bartles, seconded by Senator Nessaba, to set the budgets for Research Pool, University of South Dakota, University of South Dakota Law School, University of South Dakota School of Medicine, South Dakota State University, SDSU Extension, Agricultural Experiment Station, Northern State University, Black Hills State University, and Dakota State University, motion sheets G1516A, G1520A, G1522A, G1525A, G1530A, G1533A, G1536A, G1550A, G1560A, and G1570A, which includes $164,004,814 in general funds, $73,875,982 in federal fund expenditure authority, $414,326,000 $1,873 in other fund expenditure authority and $4,637.9 FTEs. All in favor of that motion will say aye. Opposed will say no. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Smith.
Aye.
Nessebar.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Howard. Excused. Koth.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Post.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge. Excused. Maher.
Aye.
Colbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield. Excused. Hanna.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Carr. Excused. Wick.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, 14 ayes, 4 excused.
With a unanimous vote of members present, the budget sheets are hereby adopted. I'm not repeating that one again. All right, we've got a few other motion sheets to go. We have one more to go. All right. Mr. Melhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The last budget unit that we'll be covering today for the, within the Board of Regents is the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. So the budget you have in front of you shows a slight increase in the utility costs, as well as a reduction of $250,000 in other fund authority regarding the Math at Mines program.
Any questions of the committee regarding the motion sheet for the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology? Representative Hunhoff.
I see we have someone from the Board of Regents. Could we please find an answer as to why the School of Mines discontinued their math program for students, the $250,000? Does anybody know?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Monty Kramer with the South Dakota Board of Regents Finance. School of Mines actually has continued with the program, but it's a scaled-down program. We thought the question might come up, and here's the response that we actually got from School of Mines. We made an internal decision to continue with a component of the Math at Mines program with our own resources. We reallocated our other fund authority to continue on with the additional instructors hired under the Math at Mines program. We couldn't lose the ground we'd gained under that program, but couldn't afford to fund the whole thing ourselves. We did, however, utilize the FTE from the Math at Mines program to make that happen. So we're fine with the cut in the authority because they had authority in their budget, and they don't have as big a program as they had before. So they're fine with the cut, but there is a Math at Mines program that's continuing today.
Thank you.
Any additional questions of the committee regarding the South Dakota School of Mines? Any public testimony regarding the budget for the Board of Regents, South Dakota School of Mines and Technology? Seeing and hearing none, we will move ahead. Representative Bartles.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to set the budget for the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, budget unit 1540, at the level detailed in motion sheet Z1540A, which includes $16,952,525 in general funds, $15,302,245 in federal expenditure authority, and $41,231,025 in other fund expenditure authority, and 433.4 FTEs.
All right, we have a motion from Representative Bartles, again seconded by Senator Nessebar, for the Board of Regents, South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. Any comments on that motion? Representative Hunhoff.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm going to say this. That was a program that was hard fought, and for the dollars allocated, and I want to say thank you to Mines that they felt the priority there, reestablished, and took that on within their program. So I think that is one example of where we started a pilot, and the dollars went away, but they were able to continue the program. Thank you.
Any additional comments on the motion at hand for the Board of Regents South Dakota School of Mines and Technology? Seeing and hearing none, we have a motion by Representative Bartles, seconded by Senator Nessebar, to move to set the budget for the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, Budget Unit 1540, at the level detailed in Motion Sheet Z1540A, which includes $16,952,525 in general funds, $15,302,245 in federal fund expenditure authority, and $41,231,025 in other fund expenditure authority, and 433.4 FTEs. Those in favor of that motion will say aye. Opposed will say no. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Smith.
Aye.
Nessebar.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Howard. Excuse. Koth.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Post.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge. Excuse. Maher.
Aye.
Colbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield. Excuse. Hanoff.
Aye.
Cronin. Excuse. Carr. Excuse. Wick.
Aye.
We have 13 ayes and 5 excuses.
With a unanimous vote of members present, the budget is for the Board of Regents, South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, is hereby set. Mr. Melhoff, that wraps up our motion sheets for today. Thank you very much. Is there any other motions? Senator Maher.
I move the minutes of March 6th.
You want to turn your mic on, please?
I make a motion to move the minutes from March 6th, the joint meeting on appropriations.
We have a motion by Senator Maher to approve the minutes from March 6th, seconded by Representative Bartles. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes of March 6th, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Minutes are approved. Any other motions for today?
Mr. Chair, I move to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion by Representative Bartles, seconded by Senator Colbeck, to adjourn. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. We're adjourned.